The French farmers are dumping manure onto government buildings and onto the roads. They are turning freeways into fields and setting them on fire. They are blocking the motorways, and they are dumping and destroying foreign imported foods. They are sending a message out to the people that government-decreed starvation is coming. And it's not just the French. It's happening in Germany, Greece, Spain, Belgium, Italy, and Ireland. And it looks like it's just getting started. This is, of course, in response to the European Union's green agenda. The EU is imposing extreme regulations on farmers, which are forcing them out of business. Globalist media is spreading propaganda that farming is bad for the environment. And domestic terrorists in America are setting fire to farms. This is all being blamed on the lie that humans are responsible for climate change. And so the solution for Western governments seems to be to depopulate, or rather, murder its own people. History tells us that the climate does radically change. Examples such as the Younger Dryas Ice Age that occurred 12,000 years ago shows us that these things do happen, and the current level of earthquake activity and volcanic eruptions could be an indicator that the climate is radically changing again. In the late 1940s, Major Maynard White, commander of Project Nanook, discovered that the Earth experiences routine magnetic pole flips that occur in the span of just one day. But this information was suppressed from the public and was directly followed by the birth of the United Nations global warming propaganda campaign. Western governments adopted the man-made global warming cover story, but this does not seem to be the case in the East. In Russia, talk of a pole shift is openly being discussed. Russian scientists have been tracking the wandering magnetic north, which has been exponentially moving towards Siberia for decades. And even state-run media RIA News has been reporting that the north and south magnetic poles have repeatedly changed places, and that it could happen again at any moment. Russian media has even cited the work of the sleeping American prophet Edgar Cayce, who predicted a sudden climate change that would lead to the death of cities and cause the European Arctic to thaw. The Russian Federation seems to be preparing for this pole shift. Massive infrastructure is being developed in the Eurasian Arctic, and Russian bases in Antarctica are being drastically restored. The farmers in Russia are not being attacked. They are being given extra subsidies by the government and encouraged to expand. These contrasting agendas between the East and the West could explain the current conflicts. If the poles are expected to flip, then it would explain just about all the madness that is happening today. And the plan of the Western governments appears to be to cull the population and weather the storm underground. Greg Reese reporting.